Wait, where am I?
Excuse me, miss, where am I?
No gender pronouns, please. But, oh my Barack, you're awake. Hold on, let me call Dr. Stevens, who will tell you everything.
Hi, John. Good to see you're finally awake.
What happened?
John, I'm Dr. His-Him Stevens, cisgender male.
Wait, what?
Yes. First of all, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. My body aches a little bit.
Yeah, so you've been out for 10 years, and your muscles are going to take some time to regenerate.
10 years? Are you serious?
Yeah, so this might be a little hard for you to wrap your mind around, but let me bring in Pierre Delecto, who can give you some explanation on this. Hey, Pierre, can you get over here?
Hi, John. I'm social transition agent Pierre Delecto. They, them. Do you know where you are?
Well, I'm assuming a hospital. Maybe a mental hospital.
That's right. You at the Karl Marx Memorial Hospital in Seattle, Washington.
Karl Marx? What the fuck?
Yes, the person of grace and inspiration to this new world.
Is this a joke?
Not a joke. You went into a coma right before the Great Revolution.
Well, the last thing I remembered was walking to the Cardinals-Seahawks game with some friends. Well, we were surrounded by an Antifa mob, and
then you got hit in the head with a bat. Yes, John. According to the police report, you were hit because you were wearing that intolerant color on your hat.
Intolerant color? You mean red?
That color was the cause of so much triggering 10 years ago. But thanks to President Alyssa Milano, love that girl, it is now officially banned, along with a list of divisive words like women, policemen, mayonnaise. Like the great Karl Marx once said, if we have chosen the position...
Mayonnaise? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, this can't be real. President Milano? I'm obviously living my worst nightmare. While I wake up from this episode of The Twilight Zone, I want to thank you for subscribing to the show. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Search for The Salty Show, give us a follow, hit the like button, share some of the content. Enjoy the rest of the show. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Quietly but perpetually at work. And our ashes will be shed, the hot tears of noble people. History calls those people the greatest who have ennobled themselves by working for the common good.
Shoot, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, boy, Mr. Sully. So we got a busy one this time. So what do you got for us? Lay it on us.
You know what? I got a blue screen. The blue screen of death. Welcome to my world. Anyway, so on this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to get into social media censorship. There's a couple of stories that broke up this week. Mark Zuckerberg recently testified in Congress, and we got to see some of AOC's brilliance. I'm going to play the video.
So you she's back. Oh, she's back. Wait a minute. It's been a long time since we mentioned that thing.
Hilarious. All right. We're also going to talk about the continuing saga of the Trump impeachment. Everything is going on behind closed doors. Well, Republicans lost their patience and eventually stormed that room, and it was glorious. I have a few things that is going to make your blood boil. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
Well, well, well.
Well?
Heidi.
Oh,
are we doing Heidi or
Heidi. Jennifer? Okay. No, Heidi.
Heidi, headlines, right?
We're doing. I got headlines. Huh?
Heidi has headlines.
What is going on?
I got headlines for.
Maybe we should make that the official names. Heidi has headlines.
Heidi has headlines.
I got headlines. That almost sounds like you're going to
Heidi. Heidi gives headlines.
Headlines.
No, it should be called Heidi gives headlines.
Headlines.
Heidi's headlights. Jesus, we're done. This is over. This is deteriorated.
It always does. It always does.
About right. 1 minute in. One okay. minute in.
It's, you know what? And
demonetized.
Yeah, we're demonetized.
After last, we need some laughs after last time.
So. All right, give it to
Here
us.
Here we go. Ready? All right.
Well, if Would Tim Timmy can, like if to Tim join can find us? The mute button on his laptop.
God.
I thought we were going to mute everything.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about looking up Jesus. Tweets.
Jesus. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, so let's open it up with, guess what opened?
Mm. White Castle.
White Castle.
White Castle.
Wait a minute. My fat belly's going.
Yeah, and the crowd cheers. Daddy.
Okay, so okay,
that's why
this
he's got
is,
the poops.
Okay, so have you guys been to, you've been, because it's East Coast thing.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning.
I've been to White Castle as a kid. I vaguely remember it. It was
where?
Okay.
Where?
Wait, yeah.
We went to, was it in Philadelphia or I forgot where it was. We somewhere out in the East Coast when I was. Oh. We traveled all out there and we stopped at a White Castle.
The fucking world traveler Nelson Vasquez.
No, I mean when I was a kid, I would travel with the church band.
Do you remember?
And, it was with the church.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we tried White Castle because it was a thing to try.
Yeah.
And,
gut bombs.
But
belly bombs.
Because out here we had In-N-Out, you know, like In-N-Out is the thing out here. It is.
Yeah, but they're totally different. Yeah.
I remember it was a California thing.
I remember when the first In-N-Out opened out in Scottsdale, there was a line around the building to try it. And it was like that for months.
Yeah, but you can't compare In-N-Out and White Castles. They're totally different animals.
Yeah, White Castle is like the ultimate drunk food. And I also tell everybody this. If
you need to poop.
If you're constipated, you eat White Castle.
It's true.
I mean, within 10 minutes. I mean, it's a diet. Yeah.
The natural laxative.
It will clean your asshole out so good.
It does.
And here's the thing. White Castle.
Make sure you get that squatty potty, though.
So White Castle.
Have you guys seen the one I got?
Yeah. That's why I said it when I came in.
Oh, my Lord.
So he really does have a squatty potty. For his little legs.
But I got to get the extra high one because they sell it in different sizes.
Yeah.
You got to get the extra high one.
I'm like, I'm going to need the tall one.
Now I understand why Connor and Bella had to go and check out your bathroom.
So also, White Castle is one of the few foods that smells the same way going out as it does going in.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
You get the smell. No. But you know what it is?
You guys are
it's the
so
onion
full
smell.
Of it. Oh
it's
my
the
God.
Onions.
Whatever.
See, I don't eat onions, so I'm a beast.
No. God. You can only get it with onions. You can't get it without.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Shh.
Oh.
But even still, it's going to come out. But the way they put the ketchup on there, and, oh my God.
Ketchup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, mustard. Just
no,
mustard.
Fuck that shit. Okay, that's that, like, down south hillbilly shit.
So are they really the original? Sliders?
They're supposed to be.
I remember years ago, I think it was Costco or Price Club or whatever it was years ago, they sold them the White Castle, but they were frozen, right? So I've had the frozen ones,
not
and
the same.
Obviously they're not the same.
Not even close.
I would like to try them just to see how they are.
I'm super excited. So they are supposed to be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, right? Yeah. They had such a high demand of them, they had to change their hours. And actually had to close their doors at 4 a.m. the other day to give themselves time to,
it's already open.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Along with the fries that opened up. Anyways, but I want to go to fries. Yeah,
downtown.
Fries opened up a downtown spot, like the first grocery store in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of.
Oh.
Corey sent me a picture of it.
Anyway, I want to get back. I think what catapulted. Because White Castle was big to begin with, but I think what catapulted was that movie, Harold and Kumar.
Yeah. To be honest with you, it's not as...
So
White Castle really isn't that big anymore, right?
Really?
Like they're still in New York and like over the East Coast, but...
In Midwest, they're all up through Ohio.
Like in the East Coast, they're in the shittiest neighborhoods, dude.
Yeah.
They're not in Ohio.
Yeah.
They haven't gone
When we were
way.
Kids, we used to love getting them, man. Like we used to go into, certain, Springfield Boulevard. Boom, we'd always stop there and grab White Castle because I always had to drive through. But shit, man, it takes forever. I mean, one time. I got a great White Castle story. I got two good White Castle stories.
Bring it.
These are going to end up in the bathroom. Yeah,
so me and my buddies, every Sunday we used to watch football, right? And when we used to watch football, every Sunday we used to go to a different fast food restaurant. So we decided that this one particular time, it was going to be White Castle. So what do? We got a suitcase, 30 burgers and French fries.
So wait. The suitcase is a offering at White Castle.
Uh-huh. It's like 30 burgers and fries, right? So we got 30
burgers. Did they really put it in a suitcase?
I mean, yeah.
Like a paper one? Paper box thing, yeah.
and we decided it wasn't a suitcase each. I did. We bought two suitcases, right, for the three of us. And fries.
60 burgers. For 60 burgers for three people?
Uh-huh. That's 20 each. Uh-huh.
I know they're small, but...
Let me tell you something. I got through about 11 of them. My friends... Dude, I never had so much shit come out of me in my life.
Jesus.
It was the grossest thing. No, but like, to the point where it was so gross, right? Like, I had to take like 5 showers when I was done. Second story.
Oh my God.
So second story.
Drama queen.
My buddy told me this and I couldn't believe this. So him and his buddy, they ate, they were on the job, right? NYPD. They were at the precinct. So they got lunch. They ate White Castle for lunch. They ate 20 burgers each and fries and all that. Dude, my buddy flooded his precinct from the shit he took. He flooded a NYPD precinct, dude. He told me this story. He's like, yeah, bro, we gotta go. He's like, dude, I flooded the toilet. I flooded the bathroom.
He's like, red.
Dude, and it leaked all the way down the steps and everything. No. Oh, yeah. So anyway, White Castle, fantastic.
So I've seen them, right? They're like little packs of four, right? They come in a pack of four.
Mm-mm.
Six?
No, one. You can get them single. You can, you know,
yeah,
they come
in. You can
in,
order them singly.
They come
or...
in. They So it's a burger in a little... like wax
little sleeve,
in
right?
A little sleeve, right? Yeah. So, boom, you get a box of
all
them.
Right. So, if you were to take four of them and push them together, would that equal one hamburger?
Probably.
Maybe maybe a McDonald's one,
like a little McDonald's hamburger.
Probably like a third, you know, like a one third.
You'll
burger.
See. Why do we have to have all these details? Right,
because I don't have it in front of me now.
Have you ever? You've eaten a frozen White Castle, right? They're the same size.
That was 20 years.
Yeah, they're the same size. They haven't changed. Oh!
You ran out. He ran. Tim Red.
We'll go. We'll go.
All right. Yeah. We'll make
going on Sunday.
What else is going on?
Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday will be good after Oktoberfest Friday, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told Scotty. I was like, we ain't eating it there because I'm going to shit all the way back to my house.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, ooh, you don't want me to eat them there. In the car on the way home.
I don't.
I wonder what the bathrooms look like. I wonder if they have like bidets so like everybody can just clean their ass while they're in there.
Those industrial toilets.
Yeah. But.
So it'll be like Nelson's story, bro.
A Safeway story.
I can't hear
it.
It'll be the Safeway story.
I lost all hearing in my ear.
Whatever happens.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Like a really wet diarrhea.
Rudy
shit.
Giuliani.
Oh,
Giuliani.
My uncle.
He reportedly butt-dialed NBC reporters and accidentally left voicemails.
What did he say?
So it says, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, reportedly made multiple but dial phone calls to NBC News reporter and left messages trashing the Bidens and how he needs some money.
Awesome.
How Giuliani needs money?
Biden.
Biden. Hunter Biden.
So it was all about just, beating up on.
So is Giuliani Trump's new lawyer?
Yeah. He's part of the team.
I thought he was.
Oh, okay.
For
a while. A team of them?
Yeah. It's a
didn't team, he have back before he ran for president, he had that shifty guy as his.
Yeah, that was in the documentary.
In that documentary we watched, it was like some gangster guy.
Yeah, that guy was shit.
He still might be. He's a gangster's attorney.
Is he the one that pled guilty and went to jail?
He's the one that, is that the same attorney that Trump had?
Back then? Yeah, it was Trump's,
Trump's, because Trump used to have, I'm talking about Trump used to have that same attorney, didn't he?
Yes, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When he was building all the casinos and the high rises. Yeah. And stuff.
I forget, what was his name? What was that guy's name?
I don't remember. You had us watch the documentary and.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, it was in that one.
It was a really good documentary. I like that one.
Yeah, so I just thought it was funny that he's butt-dialing people.
What else?
Rudy!
Trashing him. So I, we're going to go back to that one. Hold on. So local news. Did you guys see the couple pushing the baby in the stroller across the street?
No. Oh, I heard about
that. In a car accident?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to watch this video. Oh, my God. Yeah,
let me Google it. So
his family recalls Phoenix crash that narrowly missed a couple with a stroller. So this couple is pushing a stroller just while you're looking for it. They're pushing the stroller across the street, and they have the right of way. And a driver that is going
to... Is this at night?
Yeah, it's at night.
Ran a red light.
They ran a red light. And thank God. Yes, right here. This. See the couple? Okay, look to the, there it is right there.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the freaking scariest shit ever?
You they got to be thankful that there was an accident.
Yeah, look.
Because that guy was going to hit him.
Yeah.
So that guy was going to hit him.
It is. So first of all, that couple.
Oh my God.
If people are making a left-hand turn, if the cars are going left right there, they have the right-of-way. Why are you freaking trying to cross the crosswalk to be, you know, like that's one of these things here.
Right there, that guy, that guy should have been given a ticket for jaywalking because you know what?
He
Yeah, but you know what? I take that ticket over losing my child.
Well, hold on. So the one thing you're missing is that the person that stopped the accident was going straight through. So they were probably making a left. On a green light, not a green arrow.
Yeah,
so they
look,
are technically
right
the ones that were doing the wrong thing.
So all those cars
Wait,
turning
who was
left.
Doing the wrong thing?
So the guy that's
the two
the
people that turn no,
no.
The two people that turn left, they're turning with people in the crosswalk. You're not allowed
that's
to do that.
That's against the law.
No. Time out. If you have the so here's the deal. If you have the left turn light,
there's
the,
no
the
way
light.
To,
right.
But that's.
But what I'm saying is this this black car
is going
blows
straight.
Through, is going straight.
Which means
both lights are green both ways.
There's
These
no green arrow.
Because they can't.
Yeah,
there's no arrow.
Yeah, there would have been a green
arrow.
So
they blew the car straight?
Yeah. So they blew the light and that car blew the red light.
Hopefully that car who hit that guy? Hopefully he survived. I don't know what happened.
They all survived.
Hopefully he's a fine because
he's arrested. So the guy who's driving the Jeep, the SUV.
Who ran the light.
Drunk driving. Clearly. And reckless endangerment or whatever.
Drunk driving?
He was drunk driving, yeah. That's what I heard. They heard.
Oh, like.
I'm looking right now. So
this all happened in Phoenix.
This is at Indian school.
Indian school in what?
That's insane, homie. Like, you know, talk about just being lucky.
Yeah. Okay, so it does say that they had the people walking across the street had a hand to walk across the street.
Yeah.
So they were within
their
rights.
Right. Yeah,
those left-hand turn people are also breaking the law.
Yeah.
They turned left. So you know the light probably went from it was right when it turned red. So that last left, that guy in the black car that hit the other car going straight.
Yeah.
He probably ran the light.
No.
You know, make a left. No, he ran the left-hand turn signal, probably.
No,
there was no left-hand
turn. No, he probably had a green light.
It was probably green.
He
you
had
know
the
how
green light because
sometimes
it was red.
Sometimes it stays, you keep the green and you don't have,
But if they have the hand.
See how there's no cars turning this way?
Right.
So he had the right, he was.
Oh, he was going straight.
Yeah, he was going straight.
Yeah, he was going straight and he T-boned him. That's right. He wasn't making a left.
Yeah, he wasn't making a left.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says the guy in the Jeep that's running the red light. He was a 28-year-old who threatened the witness with a knife as he attempted to flee from the scene.
What?
See, did you see his brake lights are on? He was slamming on the brakes when he went through the intersection. Because the third brake light's on. You can see it.
Let me tell you something. That white car should be thankful too because he was about to hit the shit out of the way.
It was a DUI and he was out on bail.
Anyways, enough describing a video that you guys can't see.
Right. But it's scary shit because I mean, this is how you know this is.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I might cut some of that, but it's just.
I look
insane.
Both ways. I don't give a shit. I always look both ways, even when I have a right.
You know,
hand.
Sometimes. You know, sometimes I've been in situations where you know you just go, and then car is moving so fast that you know when you're walking you don't realize that you know there's a car barreling down you and you have the right of way.
Yeah.
And then you know it's just not your fault cuz car is going much faster than you can walk.
So here's the deal. I walk now every day, right? I walk from a train, you know, and I walk multiple blocks, right? And I got to cross busy streets. You do not because I've watched this. Cars literally will fly up. You can't assume, but I watch so many people walking and just assume, oh, I have a hand, they're gonna stop at me. No, they're not.
Yeah,
people, you got to pay attention. Yeah. Just because you have a hand, it's like defensive driving.
Yep.
You got to anticipate that car in front of you is going to do something stupid. Yeah. I take the same approach walking, right? And of course,
just think of how many times you've been driving down the road, the freeway, whatever, 70 miles an hour, and you look over to the car next to you, and the fucking guy's on the staring at his cell phone playing Tetris while he's driving.
Not only that, but like you know how many people I see crossing the street looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be alert of your surroundings.
Yeah.
You would never catch me just walking down, crossing an intersection and looking straight, just lost in your phone.
So you saw what they did in South Korea a couple years ago, right? Because of that problem. So many people were getting hit because they were walking right into an intersection because they were staring at their phones. Instead of putting a stop sign up front, they wrote stop on the floor so that people would actually stop. Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, at some point, you just got to
let you know what?
Darwin.
We all say Darwin.
Darwinism.
I agree.
Yeah.
But now the problem is that idiot winds up ruining everybody else's day because now, You know, the person that hit him feels bad. Exactly. Then you break up traffic. Exactly. It's a chain effect.
Yeah, what happens when you're obeying the laws and all of a sudden someone steps out in front of your car and you kill them? I mean, you have to live with that for the rest of your life. That's mental messed up right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
all right, Heidi. So. You got anything else? Are we good?
13 bodies found near Mexican resort town of Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Peñasca.
What?
Peñasca.
Rocky Point.
That's Rocky Point.
Rocky Point. So,
you said 13 bodies? How many?
13. 12 skeletons and one decomposed body in a shallow pit right near the resort.
Well, they've been there a year ago. How long does it take for a body to decompose?
I don't know.
They've been there a long time.
Let's ask our resident. What is that? What is that professor called?
Which one? People
who deal with dead bodies.
The mortician?
So
the medical examiner. What do they call him?
The forensic?
No, it's like the mortuary.
The coroner.
How long does it take?
They have some.
Depends on where they where it's at. Was it in direct sunlight? Was it?
It was in a shallow grave, is what it says.
Wow.
And they've identified a couple of them as women, and they're trying to still determine the rest of the genders for the rest of the bodies. So
I thought they pretty much had that nailed down. They should be able to. Well, a medical examiner should look at it and go, "Yes, a man or a woman."
This was reported today.
All I could do was be like, "Oh yeah, they're dead."
Yeah, we're talking seven. Like this came out seven hours ago. So
all right,
wow.
So if you're going down to Rocky Point,
This is old. Stop. I mean, they're probably from years ago, and they got caught up doing something.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably the cartel.
Sure, for,
did you see them? The gun battle they
when did Tim get a job with the Mexican?
Look, wherever you go, if you're looking for trouble, you'll wind up like that. But when we go down there and we're quadding and nobody's messing with us. You mind your business, they leave you
something
alone.
Something interesting when we were out there that somebody mentioned it. Some guy that used to live out here, he moved out there. He's Hispanic.
The guy from Chicago.
Yeah. And he was telling us, you know, a lot of the time, they're more strict with the locals than they are with the tourists, right? They will get involved. If tourists are beating each other up, that basically this is what he said. They're basically hands off. If a local is beating up a tourist, they're going to go after the local because bottom line is, you know, you're ruining.
They know where
tourism.
Their money's coming from,
right?
Yeah,
but you know that's one of the things that he said. He was like, you know what? I'm usually not. I'm lenient with tourists. If they get in a fight with each other, it's usually like, okay, you know what, just separate them and whatever.
Yeah, you do your job.
Yeah, but if it's a local who gets in a fight with an American, they'll be like, okay, no, this can't happen, and they'll remember he said that.
I know, I was right there with you. Yeah. Are we done?
What?
I got a great story.
What?
Okay. I got a great story.
Say it.
I got a light rail story.
Oh no. Tales from the light rail.
Oh, I watched a full blown out fight in front of me happen. Yeah.
Was it a bum fight?
When?
No, it wasn't a bum fight though.
Wait, who?
Dude, it was actually
females.
No,
he's trying to be politically correct.
It was two black people.
No.
It was two minorities.
It was a black dude and a white dude.
Oh, wow.
So no, I actually, I don't know what caused it, but all of a sudden, of course, there was a female involved too, the guy's girlfriend. So I think she ran her mouth. So they start fighting. The white dude beat the shit. And the funny thing is, the guy worked with me.
Wait. The black dude worked with you?
He got his ass kicked? So he didn't get his ass
He totally with got him. His hand ass handed.
No. This is where, you know when you try to mind your business when it's happening right in front of you. I'm not trying to be world star or anything like that.
No, I get out my phone.
No. So literally I'm listening to my music on the way home.
I get my drone out there.
I'm listening to my music on the way home from the from work, right? And it was like right at that perfect point where I hit a dead area. So my phone shut off, like stopped playing music. I'm like, God damn it, what the hell happened? Then all of a sudden I hear people screaming. I look up, full blown fight. Dude's up in the guy's face, punching him. They roll down to the ground. They're coming now, they're in front of me, right? I stand up.
Into your lap.
No, I know. I stand up. So they literally were brawling all the way like down, right? So now I'm like right where the door is, but like, you know, I'm right in front of them and I'm watching this. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And the white dude, he got him, bam, he hits him. And he holds him down. He's like, look, I'm not trying to hurt you, right? I don't even know what it was about. He's like, I'm not trying to hurt you. So they get up. They separate. But now everybody goes back to their seat like nothing happened. So now I'm doing one of these. I'm looking down at my phone and, like, looking up at the same time to see, like, what's going to happen next. And all of a sudden,
black dude, you know, puts his stuff back in his pocket like he's done. Man, he turns around, jumps right in the guy's head, bam, pops him right in the face. But then white dude, he starts beating the shit out of him again. Guy goes down to the ground. But as they're fighting, actually, they went into people's seats this time. But now, of course, what happens? The guy's girlfriend, when he's got him down, she starts punching him in the head. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, what do you do?
Wait, what? Whose girlfriend is she?
The white guy's girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So she gets involved.
Yeah, so she's getting involved. And
see,
then,
at that point, if you get your ass knocked out, that's on you.
Exactly. So what happened was,
yep, I agree.
Like, as they were kind of separating, she was right in the face. He swung at her. I think he connected, but not heavy, but he connected. Stop. But then, Jesus. But now I'm on the train, and now everyone's screaming at the white, you racist. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this is going to get ugly quick. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I got to get off this train. Everybody's racist on this train. Everybody just stemmed out. And I'm like, what the fuck? Train stops, and I'm just sitting there like, I got to get home. Can we go? Like, the fight's over.
Wait. They stopped the train because of the fight?
Yeah, because everybody kept hitting the thing, like hitting the emergency button.
One thing that Tim doesn't realize is that everybody there has already had their bra, and it's just a matter of time when you've had enough of the train that it's going to be you.
Those people have been riding it for 6 months now, like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. Anymore. You're going to be tagged in.
I don't know. But what's funny is I've seen, you know, because a lot of times
which
I do catch...
Which train is this and at what time?
What's funny is I usually get on the train around the same time as the guy, the black dude gets into. I've seen him on the train numerous times. It was, you know, sometimes you give a wave because you could tell you work for, you know, same company. But I've also seen the guy and his girlfriend on the train. You know what I mean? So it's like you start recognizing people, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell happened?
It's going to be awkward next week. They're going to see each other.
Oh, yeah. They're going to see each other every week. You know what I mean? Every day.
Tim's going to be at the back of the train and be like, hit him!
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a GoPro. Because
yeah, exactly.
Because the whole time
you
I'm trying to
camera in your phone.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's rude. The whole time I'm trying to figure out because the dude stayed on the train, right? Because once it was all over, everybody left. We're sitting at the train stop, and the conductor finally comes over because apparently he tried talking over the PA. Nobody responded. He's like, "Is it over?" Yeah. Well, why did nobody tell me that? We would have been out of here a long time ago. Is everybody off the train? Dude's sitting right there. He's like, "Yeah, we're all off the train."
We are all off the train. Like, wait a minute.
I'm not. No one. Snitches get stitches, right? No one's gonna say anything, right? Like,
They're gonna call it bum fights.
They
right?
got cameras. They can see. Yeah.
Oh my god!
When you get in a fight, they're gonna call it bum fights.
But then you got one kid telling the other guy, like, "Yeah, man, you got some good shots in." I'm like, and I'm like, "No, you got a few in, but he got stomped on a little bit." You know what I'm saying?
So you were listening to your phone, so you had no idea how it all started.
No, I have no idea. All of a sudden, it like perfect timing. Like the music stopped and the screaming started, and I was like, "What just happened in my life?" And then you are just seeing just two people fighting. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you can't make this shit up.
Public transportation.
Oh, man. Dude, I've ridden the subway a lot in New York. I've ridden the Long Island Railroad a lot in New York. I've never seen a fight. I've seen people argue.
What?
But I've never actually seen people fight.
Seriously. Find that really hard
I've never
believe.
Seen it. But then there was a video that
He's
came
lying.
Out.
He's lying.
Anyway.
You're a liar.
I've honestly never seen it. But anyway. That's my train ride for the week. It's a great story.
Exactly.
Drama.
Tales from the Rails.
Tales from the Rails.
Oh, yeah. Every week I'm going to
call it. We need a
we'll
name
call
for it.
It. Trails. You remember those commercials? All right. Let's get to it. So, so on this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to talk about the social media censorship that has been going on. Now, this is something that is on so many levels, and I want to talk about first. So Mark Zuckerberg, again, the guy, he's a glutton for punishment because he keeps going, or either that or he keeps being called by the Congress to go and testify.
He's being sued. Facebook is being sued by, I think, like...
He's being sued by everybody, right?
Good.
Killed my stock. No, killed my stock.
Tough shit.
No. You chose poorly. This is where...
Not really.
This is interesting, man, because we're right now in a realm... Now, before, you know, when you talk about the big giants, the big tech giants, we're talking about Facebook...
Google.
Amazon.
And
Microsoft.
And Amazon, Microsoft. The four big ones, right?
Fang.
Now,
Fang stocks.
These guys... control a lot of the flow of information. And the problem is when they start colluding with each other to start banning people. Like literally, if we want to get our voice out there, those are the platforms, those are the companies that you are going to have to engage in their platforms to be able to spread your message, right? The old news mediums are dying. I'm talking about the print media and cable news networks. That's how people used to get their information before, and now not anymore. I think I was reading a post of somebody who whose child, I don't know whose it was, a friend of mine, posted something on her Facebook or Instagram and said something like, it's crazy how kids today, so she has TiVo and she has like Hulu and she pays for stuff, and kids don't see commercials, right?
Right.
And so her kids are on a TV, there's no TiVo, and so they're watching their cartoon and a commercial comes on.
And they're like, what the hell?
So they call their mom and they're like, yeah, something happened. The channel changed. The TV's went to something else. And it's like, no, sweetie, these are commercials. They had no idea about commercials. Now, but this is the anyways, what I want to really back in to, again, social media censorship, which is these mediums are becoming the norm. And this is how people are going to be able to disseminate and spread their information. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, something happened this week, and I want to show you this video because this video is great. Because it's great on a couple levels. One, it reveals the intellectual level of some people in Congress. And you got to ask yourself, how in the world did this person get there? Now, but aside from that, and then it also reveals something about the, I don't want to use, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say sinister, but there's something with where people are trying to censor the opposition, those who you don't agree with, and this is predominantly coming from the left. And let me show you this video. And this is
they start censoring their own.
A perfect example of when because if we go down this route, you know, the skit that we did about censorship, about, hey, you can't wear a red hat. If we start going down this path, that is not too far from a realistic future of a 1984 Orwellian future, because what Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez asks Mark Zuckerberg should send chills down everybody's back. And I'm going to play this for you guys. It's 5 minutes, but it's worth it. Right. I may cut it out in post, but this is worth watching. And just approach it from that standpoint of being distrustful towards government officials.
Look at those glasses.
Ugh. By the way,
I feel like she wore those glasses just to appear smarter. I don't even think she needs them. But watch this video. It's classic.
Sorry, I'm like rubbing myself right now.
Recognized for 5 minutes.
It's good to see you, Mr. Zuckerberg. I think you, of all people, can appreciate using a person's past behavior in order to determine, predict, or make decisions about future behavior. And in order for us to make decisions about Libra, I think we need to kind of dig into your past behavior and Facebook's past behavior with respect to our democracy. Mr. Zuckerberg, what year and month did you personally first become aware of Cambridge Analytica?
I'm not sure of the exact time, but it was probably around the time when it became public. I think it was around March of 2018. I could be wrong, though. Mm-hmm.
When did Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg become aware of Cambridge Analytica?
I don't know off the top of my
head. You don't know?
So just to give you guys some context.
That's the dumbest question. She's asking him when somebody else learned something.
Yeah.
How is he supposed to know that?
Dude, her voice, by the way, this is really the first time I've actually really listened to her. Oh my God, I want to punch her in the face.
You know, she's like trying so hard to sound like...
She's trying to sound educated instead of some freaking hood rat from the Bronx.
Thank you. Like, that's not who you are. You know, because when she's out with her crowd, you know, she's going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, When did you?
Yeah, that's like me trying to like try to talk like a white person.
Exactly.
And be like,
you are a white person.
You know
again,
what I mean?
just to give some context about Cambridge Analytica, and I'm not going to go into too much into it, but Cambridge Analytica came under some fire because they were using social media to be able to advertise to certain people, but their practices were a little shady. I don't have any more detail than that, but that's basically. And so there were some lawsuits that were filed against Facebook for allowing this. Anyways, so this was back in during the Obama administration, I think. Anyway, so
it's been going on for a while, but it came to head, I believe, last year because it killed.
Yeah, he said 2019 killed or 2018.
Kill my stuff.
Yeah. So she's bringing this stuff. And unfortunately, I'm sorry, I couldn't research this more than I should have. But that's what Cambridge Analytica is. It came under fire. And so she keeps bringing this up, something that has already been litigated. There's already been stuff that's happened. And so she's bringing this up again.
So but, wait, you're saying a woman is bringing shit up from the past and won't let it go? So unlike women.
Oh, my God. Right,
But the next part that I want to get to,
give me another beer, Heidi.
The next part that comes up is what I find amusing. So just listen to this.
Did anyone on your leadership team know about Cambridge Analytica prior to the initial report by The Guardian on December 11th, 2015?
Asking questions about what other people know.
Congresswoman, I believe so, and that some folks were tracking it internally.
And
you know, I'm actually, as you're asking this, I do think I was aware of Cambridge Analytica as an entity earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was tracking how they were using Facebook specifically.
When was the issue discussed with your board member, Peter Thiel?
Congresswoman, I don't know that often.
You don't know? This was the largest data scandal with respect to your company that had catastrophic impacts on the 2016 election. You don't know?
You got a point.
Congresswoman, I'm sure we discussed it after it... After we were aware of what happened.
Okay. You announced recently that the official policy of Facebook now allows politicians to pay to spread disinformation in 2020 elections and in the future. So I just want to know how far I can push this in the next year. Under your policy, you know, using census data as well, could I pay to target predominantly black zip codes and advertise them the incorrect election date?
No, Congresswoman, you couldn't. We have, even for these policies around the newsworthiness of content that politicians say and the general principle that I believe that...
But you said you're not going to fact-check my ads.
We have, if anyone, including a politician, is saying things that can cause, that is calling for violence or could risk imminent physical harm or voter or census suppression, when we roll out the census suppression policy, we will take that content down.
So you will, there is some threshold where you will fact check political advertisements. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Congresswoman, yes, and for specific things like that, where there's...
I just want to throw something out.
Yeah.
Do you see the pin that AOC is wearing? It looks like the Hydra pin. Seriously, I keep looking at it like, Hail Hydra. where's this, what is this pin? I want to see who else has this pin.
It hasn't gotten to the best part, but I'm gonna let it play. I want to give you guys some context. But hold on,
I love her mouth.
Oh shit, my fucking computer just fucking crashed.
Hit blue screen.
Motherfucker.
So anyway, so
obviously it wasn't that. No, so
are we still recording?
I'm gonna it's recording because it's not gonna reboot. It's just frozen. So what I wanted to say about this was that she then goes on to mention that he met with some politicians that she doesn't agree with. And she questions that and says, you know, basically telling him, you don't think you can be influenced by meeting with politicians?
Like, what?
You're being
he's one of the richest men in the world. What the hell is a politician going to do for him?
Anyways.
What does he say in response to that?
I wish I could tell you.
We need to find it. Can we find this on one of the other computers?
For me, it's not what he responds. For me, it's the questions. You're telling me that a business owner can't meet with politicians that you disagree with? Why is that a problem?
But what was the chilling thing that would send chills down your spine?
Okay, yeah. Let me keep going. So then she talks about the Daily Caller, which is pretty mainstream online news outlet. She labeled them as white supremacists. They're a white supremacist tied organization. And then she says, are you going to censor these organizations that spread out lies on your platform? Now, she didn't mention any specific point where the Daily Caller
lied about something.
She just said, they're known to be white supremacists. Are you going to censor them? And he's like, look, we have contracted third-party companies that can investigate that, but Facebook is not going to do that themselves. Now, that's Zuckerberg saying that because that's not exactly what they're doing. They actually are censoring conservatives. But here's the thing. She, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez specifically wants the Daily Caller to be censored because they stand on a different political viewpoint than she does. Now, she called them a white supremacist tied organization. Meanwhile, there is no evidence of that. Now, she lied. She lied. And therefore, now, by her own logic, this YouTube video that shows her asking this question, labeling the Daily Caller as a white supremacist organization, according to her own rules, should be censored in Facebook because it doesn't pass the test of is it true or not.
It's libel.
Exactly.
So, libel laws. You're selling fake news. So I'm tired of hearing this white supremacist fucking argument.
Yeah. I'm tired.
You know what? Because at the end of the day, you know who white supremacists are? KKK. People wear with a fucking mask and fucking hail Hitler and all that shit.
Right.
But a normal person that fucking supports a conservative viewpoint is not a fucking goddamn racist. I'm sorry. I'm tired of hearing this.
Yeah,
and then you're throwing white supremacist Zuckerberg, whether you like him or not, he is of Jewish ancestry. He's Jew. He's a Jew, right? So,
well, that's what her problem is, right? Like, She's got a problem with that.
You're trying to use these buzzwords.
She won't say that.
You're trying to use these buzzwords to for hysteria and everybody's a fucking white supremacist. I'm fucking tired of it. Here's the deal. I'm going to bring this up now. Ahead. So Kathy Zhu, I probably botched that name, but Kathy Zhu, she's an Asian, a young Asian
she's
conservative.
She's the former Miss Michigan.
Yeah, they stripped it away because she is conservative.
Why?
Right.
Because she's conservative. Yeah, and
she's a conservative Asian
Trump supporter
model that won Miss Michigan.
And they stripped it.
And they stripped it because she's tweeted out some things in support of Trump.
Yeah. So anyway.
Talk about censorship.
So speak about censorship. And libel and quote unquote, you know, what it's okay to say on college. Somebody decided she goes to Michigan. She's a really smart girl. She goes to Michigan University and somebody decided on campus to post a picture of her given the okay symbol saying, Michigan, we have white supremacists on campus. They could be dangerous. So the left, the crazy left on college campus in Michigan University is labeling Kathy Zhu, a white supremacist. She is Asian.
She's Asian.
So born in China.
Yes.
So
right then and there, this is how you know this shit is to the fucking upteenth degree and people are fucking dumb. I'm sorry. I'm cursing a lot and I'm trying not to, but this is getting old because
it is.
You know what? Come with facts. Come with data. Don't come with, oh my God. And Jeremy, you're up because if I go on any more of a rant, I swear to God, my vein's going to pop out because, I'm sick and tired of it.
You're going to bleed out.
Because technically, you're a white supremacist because you support Donald Trump.
Oh, actually, you know what? This is interesting, guys.
You're the brownest person in the world.
This is something that I find very interesting. I was telling Tim this, that right now that I've been applying for a lot of jobs. By the way, looking for a job is a full-time job. Anyway. So I've been applying at these places and, you know, I'm filling out forms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they ask the questions, you know, the ethnicity questions, you know, you're Hispanic, you're this, you know. Right, okay. And then so they ask you, you have four choices, I think. One of them is Native American, U.S. Native American, white, black, or some other, I forgot what it's called, but
Hispanic.
No, it's not even Hispanic. And you have to answer this question. So, and then they say, you know, if you answered Hispanic to this, you're going to answer white to this. So lately I've been selecting that I'm white. I am not kidding with you.
Wait, say that again. If you select Hispanic somewhere on the form, you have to pick white on something else.
Yeah. So right now they're going. So Hispanic apparently is your heritage, but white is they're going by like that's your. I don't know, man. Like, it's weird.
So if you think about it, Hispanic is origin of Spain, right? They're not Spanish European. People are. They're European. They're white. If you go to Spain, they're like white.
Yeah, but again, if I'm anything, I'm Native American, but not American of the United States. I'm a Native American of the Americas.
Right, but you should start marking that.
No, but it specifically that says U.S. Native American.
Yeah. They want a tribe.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so that's the thing. If the tribes here won't accept any other Native American.
Dude, just tell me
a
part of the Slapahoe tribe.
This guy's.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so go ahead. So you were going. I didn't mean
to. So we're running into scenarios where anybody and their sister can go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, and just make these grand proclamations about so-and-so. So-and-so is a racist. So-and-so is a xenophobe. So-and-so is a sexist, whatever, misogynist. And there's zero accountability for that, right? I can start my own YouTube site, make some videos, call... You know, Donald Trump, a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be zero consequences for doing that. And that needs to change, right? These people that go out onto these platforms like OAC and making these grand statements about other people that are cannot be proven in any way whatsoever.
Hold on, Jeremy. But see, then you fall into her trap because her trap is that. Here's what I say. I say people should be allowed to speak as foolishly as they want to make themselves appear and trust the citizenry to be able to make their
choice. But they
don't. But they what don't. Who do you
we
want
have
to
entire
hold on,
communities.
Jeremy, who do you want to control that? Who are going to be the people who control and say, "You know what? What you said, Jeremy, is a lie." That's the problem with that, right?
You know who does that?
Who?
Judges. You sue the shit out of her for saying something that's incorrect. It's libel. It's
okay.
Whatever.
I'm good with that. I just don't want. I just don't want somebody.
No,
sitting
no.
There.
I don't want some big person. You know. Yeah. Some government agency come back saying you can't say that. What I want is.
Yeah,
the free market
there is that.
To sue them. Saying
there is
you can't
recourse
do that. But
for
I want to see more of it because this is out of control. It is out of control. These people getting on these platforms and making these grand proclamations about people that aren't true and have never been proven to be true. They need to be sued out of existence.
I mean, in theory, so it goes both ways. So our buddy, our president, he does a lot of that too. He talks a lot of smack about all these people. He basically calls them stupid. But technically,
but is that provable?
but you see what I'm saying? Like, it's your words, right? So well, Facebook,
I mean, so
if a politician goes on and says, well, Donald Trump, he fucked a little girl in the ass, right? Don't censor that. No, I don't censor it. Because that's their words. If they want to say that fallacy, let it go.
Right.
Don't censor it.
And then
because
Trump
your job is not
to
censor.
For saying
your job is not to censor shit. Right? Your job is to make sure that I get a friend request. I can send the fucking DM. I can post a video.
Right.
And keep the platform up. But don't try to police it. Right. And if somebody complains, let the authorities take control of that. If somebody posts that I'm gonna kill somebody on
that's different.
But that's different. They shouldn't be policing nothing.
Look, if I come out and say this big old lie about Tim,
don't censor it.
What I'm saying is that you should have the legal recourse, but there should not be somebody sitting at Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
I did not mean to imply that.
All right, you know, because
nobody should be policing.
I don't want nobody should
freedom of speech.
And these platforms are big enough to the point where you know what? Now you are that what is it that center square in a city? What is that term called?
Waldo,
the center square,
like the main where people used to go.
Main Street
epicenter.
No, like, you know, like a forum where you can go in the middle of the city.
The town hall
where you could go in and express your opinions. And that's your freedom of speech. Today, the town halls are the Facebooks, are the Twitters, are the Instagrams, are the Snapchat. All these social media platforms are big enough to where, you know what? You got to let people be able to express themselves, aside from, you know, the obscene.
Right.
You know, nudity and all that stuff.
Why not? Who cares about
nudity? No, because you cannot go and undress yourself in front of a child.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, but you can go and use the bathroom that's not your sex, stand and pee at a woman's bathroom while the child is with the mother.
Right, right? So my thing is...
And this is where the
left, they can go and talk all this shit. No,
and not only that. The left can go out there and fucking be out there with their tits out and fucking says fuck Trump and nobody
it's like, okay.
Come on, that's obscene. You can't you gotta have, you know, there's a difference between
the nipples not showing.
I find that less obscene than that message being spread over and over and over again to a community that they're only paying attention to that this one side, and now they grow up thinking that Trump really is a racist, misogynist.
We're
going
to get
whatever.
To that, right? So Tim, I know you brought this up, which is Trump tweeted about lynching. And everybody lost their mind. Like, apparently you can't use the term lynching. Now, I want you to look up the term lynching. Look up the definition, Tim. And I want you to read the definition of what lynching is. Now, one thing that I want to bring up, which is this, is if we look at it in the context of the American history, lynching was Democrats. They would bring people into or not give people the due.
Yes, that was Tim. You better.
Obviously, I am. So there were people who are you done?
I'm sorry. I couldn't keep that one in.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever. Come on. So the lynching. There were people who during those times the Democrats would lynch people. And did you find the definition? Because I want
I've
you
been
to
wait. That's why I farted. Okay, because I've been waiting for it. I'm waiting for you to shut up.
Okay.
A mob lynching. It's a verb.
Read it. Not a mob lynching, just lynching.
No, it's a verb.
It says mob.
Of a mob, kill someone, in parentheses, especially by hanging, for alleged offense with or without legal trial. Right? It's mid-19th century from Lynch's Law, named after Captain William Lynch, head of a constituted judicial tribunal in Virginia in 1780.
All right.
But
okay, so
it's basically to hang somebody, right? Okay. Like with or without trial.
Exactly. So this is exactly what's happening to Trump. It has nothing to do with color, right? And the Democrats and the media are making it seem as if Trump is bringing them these... He's sending out whispers of racism to his followers. Yeah. It's like, come on, guys, come on. Take it for what it means. It's
the not subconscious.
Yeah, but there's a huge part to this.
Subliminal message to his race.
Yeah, but there's a huge piece of this definition. It's an offense with or without a legal trial. The example example given is her father had been lynched for a crime he did not commit.
Right. So now listen. This is the tweet. So someday, if a Democrat becomes president and the Republicans win the House, even by a tiny margin, they can impeach the president without due process or fairness or any legal rights. All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching. But we will win. So he was exactly to your point. Same. He was
to the definition
to
of the
definition
term.
Of the word lynching.
Now, here's the thing. So the media
you got 150,000
likes on
that.
So the media loses their mind. The media goes hysterical. He's like, oh, can you compare it? What is he? Now, here's the beauty of the internet, that everything that you say stays online forever. And Biden, a few years ago, back during the 90s, when Clinton was being impeached, Biden comes out and he says, this is a modern day lynching.
Yeah.
And so then did the media lose their mind at that time?
No.
No, they didn't. And why are they losing their minds today?
Well, because it's the narrative. Fake. No, it's because the narrative. Outrage. The narrative right now is anything Donald Trump says or any Donald Trump supporter is you are a white supremacist. So right now the narrative is no matter what anybody says, does, any little word, they're going to flip it around and use the connotation and people go, oh my God, he needs to be impeached because he used the word lynching. Shut the fuck up.
So after that, one thing that I find a breath of fresh air, which is the backbone that Republicans have found recently. And I love it. I love it. This is good. So they've had enough, right? Matt Gaetz. He leads a group of Republicans, and they storm the hearing that Adam Schiff is having.
Closed door stuff.
In closed doors. They're only leaking out the shit that they want to leak out. You know, one of the things that you got to think about is, do you remember when Mueller testified?
I mean,
they were asking him questions. He's like, I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
What page is this on? Yeah. I don't remember. Obviously, he had no recollection. He didn't even do the investigation himself. He was like so out. He was not prepared for that. And it was so clear. Anybody who watched that hearing knew that, bro, you don't know what you were doing. Now, we don't have that with these witnesses who are supposedly being come in and question and to testify against Trump and all this. Where is that visual that we can get? Where can I see the person who's accusing him? Aren't you supposed to be able to see your accuser? What happened to due process? When people accuse you, if I in a regular system, if I accuse you of something, if I accuse you of treason, shouldn't you be able to face your accuser? Well, so aren't these the rights of every
individual? It used to be innocent
individual?
Until proven guilty. Well, now on, you're on, guilty until proven innocent.
Hold on. This is like the, I don't want to use the legal terms, but basically this is like the discovery, right? They're asking these people questions. Mm-hmm. If it does go to an impeachment trial, the lawyers will pull these people onto the stand, and they will show them for the whatever they are.
Are you sure?
That's
are you
the
sure?
thing, is that the they Democrats should, the Democrats good. Are holding this, and they're just going to hold the vote. Yeah. Where because they hold the majority.
Right, but they still have to go to a trial. They can't just
right.
decide.
The trial is held by the Senate.
Right.
But the Congress, the Democrats in the House, they can impeach the president, which is exactly what happened with Clinton. If you remember, Clinton was impeached.
Yes.
And people, this is something people don't. I tell people, yeah, you know, Clinton was impeached. He just wasn't removed from office,
yeah.
And they didn't bring him to trial. Why? Because the Democrats controlled the Senate at that time, and so the Republicans controlled the Senate. They're not going to get a supermajority of Republican senators who are going to go against Trump.
Okay.
And so what's going to happen is that the House is going to vote to impeach Trump, and then it's going to go to the Senate to have an actual trial to remove him, and it's just going to end there. It's going to be like, no, done, over, with, done.
Okay.
But
thank you for spending $78 million on this.
Thank you for not passing anything. They have do diddly Democrats is what I'm going to label them going forward.
Thank you for spending $78 million that we could have spent on, I don't know, kids in schools and improving that. Nightmare.
So
the deficit is up 26%.
So as soon as the Republicans stormed, the Democrats all come out saying that this is a security breach. This is
a security breach.
Yeah, yeah. This how can Republicans be doing this? Do they not have any respect for the agencies that represent, you know, the government, for secrecy and all this? Now, all of a sudden, liberals are concerned about security breaches. Never mind that the person who leaked this was a fourth hand, literally fourth. It wasn't the first guy who heard it. No, he told somebody. And it wasn't that second guy who heard it from somebody who then said, hey, I'm a whistleblower. It's fourth hand, Tim. The guy who's testifying, and we can't see him. We can't see that person testify because I want to see who that is. Who is this person? You know who it is. It's a Clinton operative. It's one of them. It's a Biden person who worked in his staff. That's who it is. And that's why they're holding these hearings in behind closed doors, because they don't want to reveal who the supposed whistleblower is. We should know who that whistleblower is.
So much for transparency.
There is no transparency. Mm. Only when it benefits them.
Deep state.
Orange man bad.
Anyway, we can beat this to a dead. We can beat this over and over again.
One thing that I want to mention about before we move on to the next subject is one thing that happened this week is the Department of Justice has been looking into the Trump being spied on.
Issue, criminal.
Right. So
spied on by
during the 2016 dot, dot, dot. Election.
Okay.
We're going back to that dossier that was used as a way to, because they supposedly accused Trump of having Russian collusion. And what was used was a dossier that was created by Fusion GPS, which was paid by the Clinton campaign. And all this was used as a way to manipulate the FISA court to sign the okay so that they could spy on Trump. Now, Barr, the attorney general, has appointed somebody to look into this because that now it has turned into a criminal investigation.
Good.
Yeah, this is very good news. Now,
this is why they got quiet after
this is why they're doing all this dance and they're doing all this. Oh, no, no. Trump is just retaliating. No, 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 homie.
Yeah.
They knew what they're this is why they're doing
the circus going over here so no one knows what's going on over there.
They're dumb.
They're trying to be preemptive about this, but here we go. Bill Barr is the attorney general. He's going to pull in a lot of these people. He's going to ask them questions. A lot of these people, because they had their way. The Democrats had their way with freaking Comey and Bob Mueller, who putting a lot of the Trump people in jail over nonsense, over nothing that had to do with Russian collusion. Right? Nothing to do with all the people who Paul Manafort, all those people who are now in prison, had nothing to do with Russian collusion. It had to do with something else. And now Bill Barr is going to do that. And he might pull in Barack Obama. I don't think he's going to do anything with Barack Obama, but he's going to pull in something. The closest people.
So is he going to be number 50? Happen. Or put it this way. Number 49 on the
Put it this way.
I hope so.
I mean, nothing. Even if it goes criminal, nothing's going to happen to these people. Nothing ever happens.
You never know.
You see the Manaforts and all them, they were low-level guys. You go to jail. But nobody big ever goes to jail. Come on. In a political scandal, you get a slap on the wrist, they disappear, or they wind up dead. Okay. You know what I mean? But look, finally something is getting done. These Democrats, with all these stories they've been trying to do, they try getting Brett Kavanaugh. They try getting Trump. They try getting this one. They try every story that they're trying to pull is getting debunked. So after a while, the people have to turn around and say, look, I can still be a liberal or a Democrat, but I got to vote these people out and put somebody in that actually gives a shit. Because you know what? This is above and beyond. This really is draining the swamp. Because I think people are going to vote people out. Well, Democrats are going to get voted out.
But I don't
even some of the entrenched Republicans, because it's just too much. It's too much.
So the problem is when you even if you bring up a false allegation against somebody, if you ask them 2, 3, 5, 7 years from now, you say, you remember when they brought Trump up on this or they brought Hillary up on that,
whatever CNN.
They're going. And even if it was proven to be false, you know, 3 months down the road, they still remember that.
Yeah.
They remember that, oh, yeah, wasn't he the one that was arrested for doing this bad thing, even though 6 months later he was cleared of it? I don't remember the clearing part. I just remember that they brought all this stuff up against this person. Yep. So it's stacking the deck. Even if it's none of it's true, it doesn't matter because they're still stacking their deck saying, oh, yeah, you were investigated for this and you were investigated for that and you were investigated for this and that and this and that. What do you have to say about it? And that just all that does is bring it up in people's minds like, oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
You know,
they don't remember the result. They just remember about hearing about
it. It's the same thing with what's going on with Trump and his administration. People are like, you know how many people that worked around him have now been put in jail? And, you know, and it's true. A lot of people who worked around Trump have been put in jail. But then you got to ask the question. Okay, let's put this in context. Why are they in jail for tax fraud, this fraud? Why were they being investigated originally? For Russian collusion. Were they found to be colluding with the Russians? No. Is there any evidence that they colluded with the Russians? No.
But there's evidence of other crimes.
There's evidence of the crimes. So that's what I'm telling you. Wait, hold on.
So they expose something else and they try to...
And that's what they think that they're going to do with Trump, right? That's what they thought they were going to find. And that's why you see New York State trying to get Trump's taxes, right? This is going to go to the Supreme Court. The New York really wants to reveal Trump's taxes. They want to pull that out. Meanwhile, this is not part. Look at the Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that a president has to reveal his taxes.
They're trying to find him on criminal.
Have they taxes when they were
so the thing is, they know. Look, one thing we all can agree on: this dude is financials. Probably you could probably go through all that and find some kind of fraud in it. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure you can in every single person's taxes in the whole
Exactly, because every CPA goes, you can get away with writing this so much off.
Because that's the type of system that the federal government has created. That's what big government creates.
Right.
Big government creates people who want to avoid taxes. That's why we need a flat rate. We need a simple tax system. You should not have tax attorneys who are going to figure, it shouldn't be that complicated. This is bullshit, man. And then this is what happens. That's why the rich can get away with not paying taxes. Why? Because they can manipulate the system. Meanwhile,
they're not manipulating it. They're taking advantage of it.
This is a question that Trump was asked during his administration, when he was running.
Exactly. And he said, look, the laws are there. They allow me to be able to do this.
Exactly. Right? But again, this is why the law, this is why taxes on everything fucking sucks. This is why it shouldn't be this convoluted. It shouldn't be this complex. I should not have to pay some fucking tax attorney to help me.
I paid taxes on my beer today, and I thought alcohol was exempt. But if somebody,
if you
buy a beer at like a bar, it's not taxed. You don't pay the tax.
Well, you don't pay sales tax, right, but it's taxed.
Right, right. But I paid sales tax. But so the beers were $10.99 for a 12-pack. I paid $11.49.
Hold on. Before even that tax happened, your employer was taxed when they paid you.
Yes.
You were taxed when you got paid.
Yes, that's
and
double.
Then you got and then you get taxed when you spend that money.
Yeah.
So the fucking is, the government is quadruple dipping into our money. This is, and we've gone so far away from... Dude, we had a revolution.
Yeah.
On taxes on tea.
And stamps. Stamp was the final draw.
I mean, come on. Okay, look, I want to just cover two more things because I know Heidi might be engaged on this one. So this is my segment on the left has lost its mind. Okay, so this week a new news came out of a mother who wants to castrate her son.
What?
This is a 7-year-old kid who she says identifies as a girl. Yeah, you can the right. Yeah.
No, bitch. You made me do it earlier.
Oh yeah. No,
so
it doesn't work that way.
So let me read this, all right?
Remember that next.
This is from I follow David J. Harris. He's a great Instagrammer.
Oh yeah.
So he posted this video, right? The kid's name is James Younger, is 7 years old. Since the age of 3, his mom has been locking him in a room and only giving him physical affection if he was dressed up as a girl. He's been brainwashed. This is child abuse, okay?
Yes.
And a court in Texas just gave full custody to the mom to allow her to pursue forcing a sex change on him. Okay, now I'm gonna play you the video.
This is in Texas.
This is in Texas. A father is having a custody. He just lost this custody battle. I think he's gonna maybe try to appeal it. But I'm gonna play you this video of this father asking this child questions. Okay, now I don't care where you fall on this. This mother may be right.
Right.
Right. No. Let me just say this. Mother may be right in the sense that this child identifies with a female. Look, just hear me out, okay? However, we should not be letting a 7-year-old make a decision about whether or not you want to castrate that child. This is a father asking this child questions.
Well, you're a boy, right?
No, I'm a girl.
Who told you were a girl?
Mommy.
When did she tell you you were a girl?
I love girls.
Oh, I see. So mommy told you were a girl?
Uh-huh.
Does mommy do anything else, like with a girl with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like kisses.
What does she do?
She do puts them on me.
She puts dresses on you? Oh, wow. And what else does she do?
She buys my headbands.
Uh-huh.
And she gets me hair clips.
Oh, hair clips? Okay. Mm-hmm. What else?
Some microphones.
What else?
Like a skeleton.
Does she do anything with your fingers?
Yeah.
What?
She paints my nails.
So why does she do that?
Because I love like nail polish.
Oh. So mommy puts you in a dress and puts nail polish on you? Mm-hmm. And what does mommy tell you?
She tells me I'm a girl.
Oh, okay.
That do you think so you're sad. A girl?
All right. So, hold on.
And why is his mother justified? Where do you come off saying this mother is justified?
Again, look. She just mentally abused her child for seven fucking years. Let's just say she read it right. I don't believe she did. I think she has mental problems. But let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. Again, a child at 7 years old should not, because if you are wrong in this, you are going to damage that child permanently. I'm not talking about, this is not about just hormone therapy, Jimmy. No, this is about castration.
This is disgusting, dude. I think Heidi brought up an example a couple weeks ago where a man in his 50s, I want to say, reversed his sex change because he realized that as a child, he was manipulated into doing this.
He was mentally abused.
And told that he was a girl. And so he got the sex change operation. And then at some point it clicked and goes, I didn't want any of this. I don't believe any of this.
Yeah, but didn't you open up this whole thing by saying that she puts him in isolation because...
She doesn't show him affection unless he identifies as a girl.
So, hold on. You have given me no reason to feel like to think that this little boy wants to be a girl, especially listening to just that. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I told you about a friend of mine who was a boy, a few years younger than me. And what did he do? He walked around with a purse. Mm-hmm. He wore lipstick. Yeah. He very feminine. He chose to do that. His family let him do it. We as his friends let him do that and be that person because that's who he felt like he wanted to be. But you're not talking about that here with this little boy. You're talking about a 7-year-old little boy whose mother is isolating him unless he identifies as being a girl. Who puts nail polish on him, dresses on him, puts hair ties and bows and ribbons and whatever in his hair. No. That is mental abuse.
So now, take all of that influence away
and he decides on his own with none of those influences, I want to wear a purse or I like my nails done or whatever, that's a totally different thing.
So you know how like sometimes parents say, man, I wish I would have had a girl instead of a boy. This sounds like this mother really, really wanted a girl. And she was disappointed that she had a son. And this is her way of getting what she wants. She's probably got some screws loose.
This is abuse. 100%.
Yeah. This is abuse to the umpteenth degree.
Why?
You shouldn't be allowed to decide about having a sex change until you're of a certain age, right? Exactly. Because you can think on
Once
your own.
Once you're 18, if you want to take those hormone therapies...
I think you should be older than that. It is scientifically and medically proven that you're an adult.
Hold when on. You're an adult.
No.
Look,
no.
You have to be an adult. Sorry.
Okay, what do you classify as an adult? 18 years old is not...
If we ask 18-year-olds to go fight
for a country, I think 18-year-olds can make certain decisions.
Yeah, but if you have to be 17 to drive a car, if we say
an 18-year-old can make the decision to give up their life, I think an 18-year-old can make a lot of other decisions. In some cultures, at 12 years old, you can make a decision. I don't agree, but I'm just telling you.
But
I know 7 years old is not.
Right.
A 7-year-old child, and you're doing this, like you said, It's mental abuse and it's wrong. This is why I look at the court systems, and even this is in Texas. This is red Texas. And you have this, man. Like,
was it Austin?
It just boggles the mind. Down. Now, I don't want to get caught up too much in this because we have another one and we're already crossed the hour. Now, here's another one. And I want you guys to hear this again. The left has lost its mind, and what they're doing to children. All right, we just heard one, a 7-year-old child, leftist ideas. Now, I want you to hear this one, and this is to 6-year-olds, okay? This is their teacher. This is their teacher talking to 6 years old.
Donald Trump, okay. What do you think, Adrian, about the election?
That Donald Trump cheated because
He cheated for real because he gave everybody money so that he could vote on him.
Yeah, probably. Who agrees with Adrian?
Not me.
Who agrees?
Not me.
Who doesn't agree?
Not me.
Okay, why you disagree?
Huh?
Why you disagree with Adrian? You see, you don't agree with her.
Because my mommy said Donald Trump didn't win.
Yeah,
and
he
didn't.
Yeah, and her name is Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she lost. Trump.
But Hillary Clinton almost went.
It's an indoctrination.
No, you think he cheated too?
You just didn't went to the White House. That's why you didn't
go
to the White House.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say the word.
Don't say that. That's not her name.
I'm not telling one because it's a little bit her name. Just kicked the ball and then I went to the ball.
That's not he voted because he had the most votes, but Adrian thinks he cheated, and I kind of agree. Because
somebody saw the video.
Oh, where do you see it? You saw it on the news?
Yeah. No, somebody just told me that they saw the video.
Okay, so I need to check that video out. Adrian. Aiden, I mean.
No, he's not.
Relax.
But it's not funny. Kids should not be talking about Donald Trump being president. They should be in the Sam Harris.
I remember when I was a kid.
I never thought about presidents as a kid.
Teachers didn't never told you where they stood. I never knew.
That was an
adult thing.
First of all,
hold on. Politics was an adult thing.
Right.
When you're 6 years old, you were fucking playing in a sandbox, fucking looking at your dick. You know what I mean? Like, what is that?
No, you were not looking at your dick.
I was six in the sandbox.
When I was in
grade school, I didn't even know my teacher's first name, let alone their political preference. And that's the way it should be.
6 years old, dude. Mm-hmm. This is, by hearing that woman's voice, I can tell why are these people teaching our kids, man? Just like anybody can just teach, apparently, man. And
because teachers are in high demand and nobody wants to teach anymore.
It's starting early. They're indoctrinating early. You can hear the kid's frustration because the kid who was a Trump supporter, you can tell that, you know, his parents are obviously Trump supporters, and it should be okay. You know, your parents influence you, right? That's society. That's how it is. But why does a teacher feel the need to bring?
Because they don't know. They don't know anymore. Because look, everyone's trying to push an agenda. When you go to school, you know what you know what the agenda should be? What is the curriculum and what am I being taught?
Read.
Yeah. What's 2 + 2?
Yeah. Let me teach you something. Teaching you that Donald Trump is bad is not part of the curriculum. Teaching you that Hillary Clinton is bad or Barack Obama is bad. It goes both ways. It does not matter. That is not meant for kids. You know what that's meant for? As you get older and you can have a debate when you start hitting junior high school and they have Model UN and they have debate club and they have this, because you're formulating thing, you know how to research, you're formulating your words based on your research and your beliefs, right? Just like how we do on this show. We research topics and we give our opinions, right? Whether it's right or wrong. I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I can't. It's your opinion. We're going to agree and sometimes disagree, but we have to say that, I respect your opinion. I don't agree with it. And you have to respect mine. The minute you say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're an asshole. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's doing the same exact thing.
I don't necessarily agree, Tim. If you were to sit down at this podcast and tell us that the earth is flat, we're not going to respect your opinion.
Exactly.
Come with facts. Come with facts. Come with facts.
Well, no,
come
seriously.
With facts.
I'm just going to laugh at you and be like,
we're
going to
laugh at you and say you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. But so,
but if you
this
come
idea
with facts and, you know, data, you know, that you can support.
The shadow that the earth casts on the moon. Fact.
All right.
But if you're insistent on your own facts, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, it sounds beautiful, Tim, to say, you know what? We just respect each other's opinions and nobody
but
has
you
a
have
fight.
To.
No, you got to challenge each other.
You
have to challenge you. I have to challenge you. I don't have to respect it. Obviously, I tolerate it, right? I'm not going to fucking go and blow up your car because you believe the earth is flat. But I can stand here and call you an idiot and you'd be like, homie, you're just an idiot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Except that right now, it's, I don't know. Respect. The word respect, right? Definition. Definition.
My clothes. You have your laptop in front of you. You realize it, right?
Okay. I bring this up because the girls had a homework assignment week before last. And you read through the article, and in the end, she was supposed to answer whether or not there was respect in the opinion of the article, and then how she can identify or not identify with that respect. Okay.
All right. So the definition of respect.
Yeah. Definition.
It's a noun, a feeling of deep admiration for someone or something explicit by their ability, qualities, or achievements.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Put some respect on my name.
So yeah. Okay. So that you have to like, it's almost like, you look up to them and you find that they're admirable.
Inspirational.
Okay. No, not anymore. Not now in the schools. The way they were defining it for her was she had to say, well, it doesn't matter if I admire them, if I find them to be admirable. And no, you got to give respect to them because
regardless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
No.
That's what's being taught works. Now. Not,
look, but, how, look.
I was. Trust me, I'm with you. I had to explain it to her.
Think of a spectrum, okay? If you bring me Jeffrey Dahmer and Hitler, am I going to respect them? No. Okay? So then there's a spectrum, and then there's the middle, okay? There's a certain threshold where I'm going to be like, you're an idiot. I don't respect your opinion. You can live on this earth and good as long as you don't kill nobody. Have a nice day. I don't respect you. But then there's that threshold, right? So I don't just respect anybody for, you know, and this is the AOC is somebody that I can't respect. She's an idiot, homie.
No way.
She's an idiot who her level of intelligence, that the fact that she gets up. She
I would got, love to see you debate her. I would love oh, to see, I would, love, I would love to see you debate oh, yeah. any of these guys.
Yeah. And you know what?
No, I really would. I really would.
I would love her. And as long as she makes me drinks, I'd be like a Jack and Coke.
Shit. No, I would really no. To be honest with you, no. You know why I want? You know why I would love to see the debate? I would love to see who cracks first on who gets nasty with who first.
Oh, Nelson.
Oh yeah, no, he would lose his cool. Totally. He would lose his cool, and they would prove a point.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah,
I would love to see that debate because you would lose your cool and you would prove her point.
What is her point?
Whatever she says, that you would be so intolerable that you would be doing the exact opposite of what
you're saying. The loss of cool. Is the level how you respect somebody, not the facts that they bring
because
to the
Because you
table.
Would put her down. You call her a horse face,
Let
dumb fuck,
you,
cunt.
Hold on.
That's exactly you. Probably what you would call her.
I don't think so. Hold I on. Think, no,
so
I disagree.
So to me, this is the again, you are talking about, oh, it's who keeps cool. No, shouldn't it be about facts? Shouldn't it be about who lays out the best argument? And you said Nelson would lose his cool. Now, Nelson would lay out a great argument or AOC would lay out a great argument.
No, you would lose your cool.
Nelson would lose her cool.
The minute she started talking.
Your level of respect to somebody is the amount of cool that they can maintain.
The minute she starts talking, you would fucking, you would jump on her. You wouldn't even let her get a sentence out.
But I don't respect that view. I don't respect the view of you saying the level that I'm going to measure.
Because the minute somebody, you get attacked, you get like this. The minute you get attacked, I'm proving a point.
The measure of
I'm fucking with you, and look how mad you're getting.
Tim, but you're not saying anything.
Exactly. You're getting so mad.
I'm challenging your point. You're saying that it doesn't matter regardless of what we say.
Is to raise your voice.
No.
Exactly what you're doing.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay. Shouldn't it be about facts? And good logic,
okay.
Not
right. So. Hold on, really quick. Just from somebody who like sits back and watches and listens a lot,
yes.
Right? Okay, you would if I have seen where you are a very intelligent person. I mean, I've said
sometimes
this in many. No, you are. But if somebody can push your buttons right, and it doesn't take long, your anger takes over, and then you're like. You forget to lay down the facts because now you're just like, no, you're an idiot. You don't even know.
You get the emotional diarrhea,
right?
And that's
I never claimed to be perfect.
No. I know. But
also
so,
what you said the other night.
So that's what. that's where Tim's coming from, right? He's pushing those buttons. Where I can see that part to an extent, and the reason I say to an extent is I think that if you do it in that setting, like they are. I think you'd look at her and you'd tell her you're a freaking idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, let me, and then you'd hit nail her, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think when you get to the point of where you're like, you're just an idiot, and then you don't back it up with facts is because of...
I'll tell you this. you're probably most... You hit the nail on it. In my opinion, should we not, according to Tim's logic, should we not respect everybody's opinion? Regardless of how
I don't think
across.
He's saying to respect the opinion.
Oh, he was.
I don't say you have to agree with it, but you gotta respect when they talk.
All right, so should you have to respect my opinion?
That's the word, though. See, the definition of the word. Okay, right.
You have to respect that the fact that they're bringing something across and not just jump on them the minute they say something. You'd be like, "Well, I disagree with you because of X, Y, and Z." The minute you say you're a fucking idiot. And you should die.
I don't think I've ever said that to anybody here.
No, but you're using the word respect incorrectly. That's why I asked for the definition.
Right. So again, you're probably right. If she sat in front of me and I was having a discourse with her and she went on her like, I'd be like, okay, I can't.
You're an idiot. Chop a popcorn.
I don't know if I would call her an idiot, but you know, in my mind, I'd be like, oh my God, you're just, I can't.
Right. But then I can take the narrative and twist around that and I can call you every name that you get pissed about. About how, oh, you're intolerant to women, you don't like women's opinions, you're a big, you know, all this shit that you can easily turn around and be said by you losing your cool with her.
I don't know what the point is. We lost.
I don't know what
we
we're
lost
yelling
track of
about.
The part.
Okay, but part. I got Chronicles. Oh.
Oh, well, shit, we do. Oh, man. Hold
they're
on,
fucking
see.
Funny. Don't even.
Oh, boy.
Just go. Let's not take 20 minutes.
Okay, really quick. What state? Hunter dies after being attacked by the deer he just shot.
Arizona.
Wait, Tennessee.
What?
Kentucky.
This is so we're revisiting the
No, we're not.
Arizona.
Texas.
The hunter dies after being attacked by the deer he just shot.
Tennessee.
Okay. Arkansas.
Ah, I was
close.
He shot it. It should not have gotten back up because it was an absolute fatal shot and it still got back up and killed him.
That's zombie deer.
So what did it do? It just put his horns in him?
It said
stomp on him?
Deers have horns?
Antlers.
It got up and attacked him. It got up and attacked him. So
wow.
He walked up to it because it was absolutely supposed to be dead, and it wasn't.
Feels like he was a little more confident in his shot.
You know what? You know what?
It sounds like there might have been some liquor.
Okay.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. That's Darwin.
I got him.
This guy accidentally blows up his entire yard while trying to kill some bugs.
I saw that. I saw that. He put gasoline. Yeah. It was ants.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of ants.
So what state was it in? Is that the question?
So he just, no.
Florida.
So he goes out there, like it straight up blows up. No, this was Brazil. He goes out
Brazil.
There. Like, wait, you can see, look at the ground, the hole.
It just freaking...
Boom.
Oh, that's awesome.
He had a dog there. That dog takes off.
So you know that happened to me. So something
that happened to you.
No. So something like that happened to me today. So right before I came here, the fucking dog, he got sick and he got back from the walk.
He blew up.
No, we got back from the walk and you know, I came in, I was like, oh, I'll hang out with you for a minute. So I laid down on the ground. He comes running over and all of a sudden he's like, bruh. I was like, get the fuck outside. So he runs outside and he throws up. All right, cool. Thank you. You didn't do it on the carpet. So I clean it up. So I go down to hose the patio. As I'm hosing, I hear, and I'm going, and all of a sudden, pop. Dude, my fucking hose pop. Fucking water just, it came all over me. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, dude, I was covered in, the fucking thing popped so loud. I got scared.
You shit your pants?
Dude, because I was like, what the fuck just happened? The dog fucking ran up the stairs. I was like, what happened? So, yeah, not as cool as that, but yeah.
Here we go. Tell me the state. Hazmat team responds after
Hawaii.
Uranium gets delivered to a halfway house.
Wow. Wait.
Mexico or Las Vegas?
I really want to say.
I like your thinking.
I want to say Colorado.
Okay, and.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to say
leave that on there.
Utah.
Okay, so we are in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Pennsylvania halfway house. Yeah, so order 2 grams of powdered uranium for $12.
I just gave you some uranium. And
wait. They ordered it?
Yeah.
Where?
Amazon.
So it was delivered to them from a company in Michigan.
Oof.
Yeah.
There's a company in Michigan that will deliver uranium? Powdered uranium.
Yeah, through the mail. There you go. There you have it. You can do it.
Why?
I guess it's not enriched.
No,
I guess that's the part that
if it's pure, maybe I don't know.
Shit my pants.
It would be.
Dear Lord. What's a good What would you use it for?
I don't know.
You could do scientific testing with it. I mean, there's... I would assume
you could do a lot of stuff with uranium.
Look, the next time we're all sitting here, I guarantee you he will figure out what to do with uranium.
Dude, I heard it's a...
I don't want to get involved
I heard you could shove it up your ass and get you really high.
What?
Well, then you go ahead and test that.
Yeah, let us all know how that $12 order goes. Yeah.
Is $12, that's what it costs?
$12.
Oh, jeez.
$12.
Dude, we should buy some.
It was $12 and it was delivered to the
house. Hey, I'm going
to
order some.
Does that come with the lead case to put it in?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going to order uranium and put it under Nelson's Amazon account.
Last but not least.
Wait, are we guessing state again?
Somebody gave me a drum roll. We can. Okay, yeah. All right. And the state would be man emasculated after trying to use an air compressor to enlarge his penis.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh, my God.
He tries to enlarge it by inflating them with an air compressor and was left completely emasculated and almost died after the penis exploded.
Oh, my God.
There's pictures.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to say Virginia.
Okay, you're saying Virginia. You're going.
You have to let us know if we've already guessed the state.
No, just.
Okay.
Probably
California.
Idaho.
Wow, New Jersey.
I was going to say New Jersey. Yeah. I was going to say New York and New Jersey.
It's bad. It's bad.
That's why I picked Virginia.
The freaking air compressor.
I don't want to see a picture.
No, the air compressor. Look at the size of this damn thing.
Oh, that's one of those full shop.
What the hell are you thinking? This is the air compressor.
Ingersoll Rand. Oh my God.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking? How is this going to enlarge? You're putting air into it, and you think that's going
to
enlarge it?
Wait, does it show us?
Like, Wait, hold on. When it comes to my dick, you know, there's certain things that I don't think about ever doing, and one of them is taking an air compressor and shoving it anywhere near my dick. Yeah. Especially, like,
what I'm
putting in. This is a 37-year-old.
37?
37-year-old
man. Obviously, this is your age. So, obviously, there's some mental problem here because, okay, hold on. What has to drive you to get there to think that by you having a bigger dick, your life is going to be happier?
Did a girl laugh at him for having a small pee-pee?
So he's married. He is married.
Oh,
his
watching
wife
porn.
Found him. His wife found him. And apparently he had been trying a number of things to enlarge his penis over the last 2 years.
Oh, she's not happy.
$15,000 in pills and pumps without success.
So you want to know why? Porn.
It's small. It's a small dick.
No, porn. So guys think that dicks and porn, that's like what every girl wants. You know, a 12-inch fuck, you know. Dude, let me tell you something. They fucking inject, you know.
All right.
Most girls, if you ask, dude, a 5 to 7-inch fucking dick is good enough. When a girl's like, oh, I need a 10-inch fucking cock all the time.
Yeah, Jeremy's got a PSA.
I got a Jeremy PSA. Gentlemen, women don't care about your dick. They care about your paycheck.
Jeremy can say. Jeremy's a
PSA over.
He speaks out of experience. He's got a big paycheck.
Holy
If you're sticking, if you're sticking air compressor hoses onto your dick to make it bigger, get what you deserve.
It wasn't just a it was a industrial air compressor.
That's what he's saying.
Air compressors and air compressors.
On that note,
Heidi, the audience wants to know how big is Jeremy's paycheck.
I knew nothing of his paycheck when took him to bed. Oh,
on that, we're going to close it out. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow. Hit that like button. And we'll catch you all next time.
Don't forget to comment on the skits.
Yeah, comment.
Beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please leave us some feedback.
Leave some
feedback. You can DM us. Put it public. We don't give a shit. If you hate it.
I'll give you their phone numbers next bit.
Yeah, no. If you hate it, you love it, you like it. If it's let us know. That's the only way we can get better to, you know.
Text him directly at area code
602-511-5555.
We'll catch you all next time. Adios.
Adios.